Welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope everybody is having a magnificent Monday. A lot of wild stuff going on today. And we have Dad back on the show on a hard line, so he's got a great connection. We got a great show for you guys today. And how are you doing today, Dad? I know you got back yesterday. I know you had a fun trip, but you glad to be back in Florida?
Well, you know, that's all kind of like relative. I mean, I like the colder weather. Florida's is right this time of the year is perfect. I mean, it's like 80 degrees outside, you know, partly chemtrail skies, I guess you can call it that. And, with a nice breeze, nice ocean breeze coming across the state. So it's just beautiful here, but it was also real pretty in North Carolina, also Tennessee and North Georgia this past week. So I had a blast. We were up there for about 9 days, had a good time. I was able to bless my 17-year-old, soon to be 18-year-old son, Harrison. He also works at Health Masters. With a spring break trip, and we went camping, and then we took one of his friends from church with him too, another guy that whose parents are in the middle of a divorce, and I wanted to really bless that kid too. So we had a good time, had a wonderful time. Austin, thanks for asking. What's your first story, bud?
Well, speaking of chemtrails, this ties it all in. As we've said before for the last 6-7 months now, I told you guys that the globalists are going to start blaming all the things that are going on Donald Trump, even though he has had absolutely nothing to do with any of this. There's two articles that I'm pulling from The Guardian, which you guys know a lot of times they're pretty liberal in their stuff. This one's from Friday. The next one I have is from Monday. The first one here now is they're trying to do a soft pitch at chemtrails and trying to make us think that they're okay and that also, too, they haven't been happening, but yet they will start happening, but it's okay. It's only to help save the planet. This was from Friday. The title was U.S. scientists launch world's biggest solar geoengineering study. Goes on to say, U.S. scientists are set to send aerosol injections 20 kilometers up into the Earth's stratosphere and the world's biggest solar geoengineering program to date to study the potential of a future tech fix for global warming. The $20 million Harvard University project will launch within weeks and aims to establish whether technology can safely simulate the atmosphere cooling effects of a volcanic eruption if a last-ditch bid to halt climate change and one day needed. Scientists hope to complete the two small-scale dispersals of water and then calcium carbonate particles. Listen to this. Future test would involve seeding the sky with aluminum oxide or even diamonds. They go on to say this is not the first or the only university study, but it's certainly the largest and most comprehensive. The Harvard scientists would only disperse minimal amounts of the compound, of course, because, you know, this has never happened before. They've never done this. This is just all testing under strict university controls. They go on to say the university team suggests a redirection of 1% of the current climate funds to geoengineering research and argue that the planet could be covered with a solar shield for as little as $10 billion a year. So now they're starting to slowly admit to it to try and desensitize the American public to what's going on with this geoengineering with the chemtrails. Now here's where it gets interesting, because now they just published this on Friday. This article I just read to you just got published on Friday. Now they just published this article on Monday, today, and it essentially sits here and demonizes the Trump administration for allowing this brand new experiment that's never happened before to take place. This is the title: Trump Presidency Opens Door to Planet Hacking Geoengineer Experiments. Now, guys, this is just an article from the exact same website on The Guardian 3 days later. It says in here, under the Trump administration, enthusiasm appears to be growing for the controversial technology of social geoengineering, which aims to spray sulfate particles into the atmosphere to reflect the sun's radiation back to space and decrease the temperature of Earth. While geoengineering received little favor among Obama, high-level officials within the Trump administration have been long-time advocates for planetary-scale manipulation of Earth systems. David Schneier, the architect of Trump's Environmental Protection Agency transition, has lobbied the U.S. government and testified to Senate in favor of federal support for geoengineering. Geoengineering argued that such methods would be an inexpensive way to reduce global warming, but scientists have warned it could have catastrophic consequences for the Earth's weather systems. Scientific modeling has shown the stratospheric spraying could drastically curtail rainfall through Asia, Africa, and South America, causing severe droughts and threatening food supply for billions of people. Sylvia Ribeiro goes on and states in the article, clearly parts of the Trump administration are very willing to open the door to reckless schemes like David Keith's and may well have quietly given the nod to open air geoengineering experiments. This is all set up now with the propaganda through the mainstream media to slowly release the fact that they're just now doing this, and now they're blaming everything that we've seen for the last 25 to 30 years with geoengineering all on Trump, acting like this has never happened before. It's unprecedented. It doesn't exist. It's never been tried. It's all Trump's fault now, even though we know this has been a habitual project through the CIA and through the Black Ops for decades, Dad. Isn't that crazy? We see how manipulated the mainstream media is trying to be, especially with this topic with the chemtrails.
Well, what's happening is we're having the Great Awakening. We're having people all over the country, all over the world now looking up and saying, what the heck is that? This ain't right. You know, why is it so hazy outside? What happened to our blue skies? What's that stuff out of the back of that plane? Why is that turning into a cirrus cloud? And it's because of our show and shows just like this that continually harp and talk about harp. That's another little Freudian slip there. Harp is the one that controls the chemtrails through overheating the ionosphere and causing these pot. Well, never mind. It's how they direct storms. And what's interesting is about all this stuff is that, you know, they've been doing it for decades. I mean, this is 50, 60, 70-year-old research all the way back down to the Vietnam, back into the 50s. This has been a long, long time in coming. It's been a long time they've been doing it. This technology is advanced. But they have completely destroyed the weather systems on the planet, and they're also opening up giant methane deposits everywhere now because of this. It's a massive we talked about this a few weeks ago when Dane Whittington was on. We'll need to get him back on again. By the way, most people have heard of Elon Musk. He's the founder. He's at Tesla Motors. He's also helped, he either funded these or founded these or was a co-founder of PayPal, Tesla Motors, Zip2, SolarCity, it's SpaceX. In fact, the Robert Downey Jr. character on Tony Stark from Iron Man is actually based on this guy. I kid you not. In fact, this guy is that well known. And he's a billionaire. And he has come out now warning us about the AI. He is saying that, guys, we've got to stop the AI before we turn it on. And it'll start taking over the planet, and that we're getting into something that we have no idea what we're going to be involved in, and we have to do something immediately not to allow the artificial intelligence, which is probably, you know, we know is all linked to the fourth dimension and to Lucifer's realm. We said we have to keep this from becoming a reality. In fact, this is an article by Dow, D-O-W-D, and it says, Elon Musk is famous for his futuristic gambles, but Silicon Valley's latest rush to embrace artificial intelligence scares him. And he thinks you should be frightened too. Inside his efforts to influence the rapidly advancing field and its proponents and to save humanity from machine learning overlords. Wow. He's AI running amok. He goes, it was just a friendly little argument about the fate of humanity. a leading creator of advanced artificial intelligence, was chatting with Musk, a leading doomsdayer, about the perils of, it's so funny. Whenever you try to tell the people the truth of what AI will do, now Musk is worth billions and billions of dollars, is being called a leading doomsdayer. And he's warning us that we can't do this, we can't allow this to go on, we can't start fusing ourselves with machines, we can't start putting neural cloth on our brains and tying directly into the internet. He says we can't do that because we'll lose too much of who we are, and that we'll have a problem if this thing goes nuts and starts taking over the planet. This is Musk's alarming views on the dangers of AI, first viral after he spoke at MIT, speculating that it was humanity's biggest existential threat. He added he was increasingly inclined to think there should be some national or international regulatory oversight to Silicon Valley to make sure we don't do something very foolish. So he's warning us now. He's saying we don't want to be involved in this. And then he goes on to say, he went on, with artificial intelligence, we are summoning the demon. There you go. What's he telling us, friends? We are summoning the demon. This is a direct quote. You know all these stories where there's a guy with a pentagram and the holy water, and he's like, yeah, sure, he can control the demon. Doesn't work out. Same AI engineers found Musk theoretically amusing. They began echoing it. They would return to the lab after a break, and they'd say, okay, let's get back to the work summoning. But Musk wasn't laughing. He wasn't laughing. He didn't say it was a laugh. Guys, what's he trying to tell us? We know what this AI computer does. We know it's a quantum interface D-Wave computer. We know that it ties into the interdimensional interface. We know that the interdimensional interface is where Satan and his demons like to hang out. We know this stuff ties into that. We don't even understand how the D-Wave computer works. They won't even disclose where they got the technology from, which I'm sure we're aware of that. It's probably coming from some alien entity, fallen angel as far as I'm concerned, and they want us to tie in. This is the same thing with the smart dust and the neural dust that I talked about last week, and Elon Musk is making a statement about all of this stuff. When we start inhaling smart dust and it starts interfacing directly into our central nervous system to tie us into this giant AI, this is what they're up to. This is what their plan is. When they overcharge the air, the atmosphere, with aluminum and barium particles, it creates a plasma, a sea of energy here at the lower levels, at sea level. And when it does that, it allows it to communicate wireless transmissions much better. Let me explain that. If you take distilled water and you try to conduct electricity through it, and you throw a probe in it and try to light up a light bulb with two wires, it won't conduct electricity at all. The only way you can make electricity be conducted by distilled water, you have to add salt or electrolytes to the water. That's how it works. I used to have an experiment I used to do on TV like that. The same thing is true. Our bodies are electrical antenna. We're basically an interface to God through our Tesla step-up transformer coil, which we call our DNA. And what ends up happening is we are a transmitting receiving unit. The problem is that they want to make sure with this why this G5 internet wireless stuff they're putting into us, that we've got towers all around us, like on every city block, to create a giant sea of energy at our level where the people live. When they do this, what it does, when they ionize the atmosphere with aluminum and barium, it makes it very electroconductive, and it makes the energy waves transfer much more efficiently from us into the AI. So in other words, it can control us much easier. That's the bottom line of all of this 5G stuff. That's the bottom line of the chemtrails. And now they're trying to blame everything on chemtrails, on Donald Trump. Soon they'll be saying that he's the administration that started this mess. He's the one that wants to tie us into the AI. And when they finally do this at the end, when they try to tie it all together, he'll be the fall guy for all of this stuff. And he'll be one of the most hated human beings ever on the planet if he allows them to get away with doing this to him. Because remember, this is a CIA creation in which they tie themselves into the black arts. Now, let me explain to you what that means. These guys, remember the Old Testament? Austin and I were talking about this last night when we got home. When Moses walked up to the Pharaoh and he said, let my people go, and he says, I'm going to paraphrase this now so don't get all mad at me. He said, basically, by whose authority are you doing this? By God Almighty, Yahweh. And then Moses throws his staff down, and his staff becomes a snake. You guys all read the story. We all watched it with Charlton Heston on the Ten Commandments. But think about this for a second. The same magicians that have been trained by the fallen angels, who have been trained in this sorcery and wizardry, they turned right around, threw their staffs down, and they became snakes also. Now, the moral of this story is that the Moses' staff ate the other serpents, the other people's snakes. We know that's the moral of the story, and that's how it's taught. What is never addressed here is the fact that they had the sorcering ability and the understanding of the physical reality that we call Earth, and this basically this hologram that we live in, that they could turn the staff into a snake. Nobody thinks about this. This is what Lucifer does. He copies what God's capable of doing. He can't create life, but he can manipulate things. And they do that by manipulating the holographic energy from this field that we call our Earth and our current reality. So this is what happens on an ongoing basis with these sorcerers and wizards. Because remember, we've taken our rights and we've turned them over to the government through our elected officials. They've turned it over to the military, who've turned it over to the CIA. The CIA have turned it over to these wizards and these sorcerers who are tying it into the AI through this demonic interface. These guys want the ability to control the planet in every aspect. Years ago, when I was on the Power Hour, I interviewed a man, and I'm not going to mention his name because I'm not going to promote his material. And he had a ranking of an admiral in the military, top secret clearance. He's the man that I've told you about who went to Antarctica, and they allowed him to go into the giant underground caverns because they had a photoluminescent algae that was growing on top of the caverns, and it was lighting it up as good as daylight, and they wanted to know how this photoluminescent algae worked. And he actually went in and saw the old Nazi stuff. He saw the old Viking stuff. He saw a bunch of stuff he talked to me about personally off the air. But what's interesting about this, he said the caverns were like 5,000 feet high, a mile high, and they had their own weather systems, including rainstorms, etc. And now, I find that all fascinating. But here's what he said during the show. And if you guys want to listen to the Power Hour interviews from years ago that I did, you can listen to it and you figure out who this guy is, but I don't want to give his name out. And he said, he started talking to me about changing physical reality and how we could do it by thought. On the air, and he's talking about this. And then I said to him, I said, are you a numerologist Kabbalist? And he goes, yes, I am. And I said, so that means you're a wizard. And he goes, yes, I am. I'm a wizard. Now, guys, I kid you not. Now, he's called me back since. I know him. He's a nice guy. He's just tied over to the dark side. And, you know, so I've talked to him a few times, you know, in the last few years, maybe twice. I don't really make a habit of calling these people up. And what was interesting is he admitted to being a wizard, a numerologist, Kabbalist wizard, and being able to change the fabric of time-space by thought alone. So, guys, this is interesting to me because, remember, these guys, if you want to read any book that will really kind of just kind of snap you tight, 9/11 is a ritual event, the most dangerous book in the world, as a ritual sacrifice. 9/11 is a ritual sacrifice. I did a show on this with Hagman, and I did a show with this on Dave Hodges, and I went into detail, and I used the book as a reference, on exactly what they did at 9/11, and they actually summoned up a giant demon head in the smoke cloud, which is well known. You can see it, you can Google it. This all happened when these people died. I mean, thousands of people were sacrificed that day. Not to mention the tens of thousands who've been affected by the damage to their lungs from the asbestos in those buildings. All of this stuff is being done by these numerologists, Kabbalists, who just have this incredible, how should I say this? They're completely obsessed with numbers and rituals and dates. They love the number 11, like 9/11. They love the Twin Towers they represented and two towers that represented an 11. These guys are all about this stuff. And this is how they manipulate time-space through their sorcery and magicians, just like they did in Egypt with the Pharaoh. Now you think, gosh, Ted, you're going off the deep end. No. I'm not going off the deep end on any of this stuff. I'm just tying some loose pieces together for you guys today. This is some weird stuff. Now you say, well, do you believe all of this stuff? Look, I'm so far down this rabbit hole now, I just try to tell you guys what I know is the truth, and I speculate on stuff like this as far as where this thing goes, because there's a reason they're doing this. There's a reason they're trying to blame this on Trump. There's a reason that they're trying to poison us with all these chemicals and stuff they're releasing with methane. There's a reason they're trying to terraform the planet. There's a reason they're doing everything they possibly can to destroy fertility. I had another girl that I know, 18 years old, this past week, being diagnosed with Guillain-Barré syndrome. I know I'm not pronouncing that right. It's got some weird French name. And she was paralyzed from the Gardasil shot. Okay, guys, here's the thing. That's the second girl that I personally know that's received paralysis after taking the Gardasil shot. And I'm talking like in the last 4 months. This is a massive, massive sterilization campaign by the globalists to sterilize as many young girls as possible. Because remember, a lot of these women that are coming into the United States, they're not immunizing their children like we do as far as the white people do, and the Mexicans and the Hispanics and the people that have been here for decades. They're trying everything they can to destroy us from a cultural standpoint. And if they can take this entire generation of girls that are like 20 years old and younger now, and they can sterilize all of these girls with Gardasil, they're going to massively decrease the population of white people and genuine Americans, and all we'll have left are the immigrants breeding. This is how they look at things, because the way they looked at it was they have to find a way to get rid of nationalism. And that's why we're having such massive, massive immigration in the middle of the night still, even under Donald Trump, with the CIA bringing these people in through the transport planes and through on airlines coming in at 2 and 3 in the morning, completely unvetted illegal aliens, a lot of them filled with disease. We talked about it last week. This is what they're doing. They want to destroy the United States. This is Rockefeller's big plan, and they decided to do this back in the 40s and the 50s. This is what their plan has been the whole time, and they're bringing them in right now by the millions into the United States every single year to destroy our culture, because they don't want white Anglo-Saxon Protestant males and women having children. Last week I read an article to you where this black woman had said they need to have open hunting and loud killing of white women so they can't reproduce their children. This is some sick stuff we're talking about. But that's what these guys are planning on doing. That's how they're planning on taking over the United States. They're going to corrupt us in. This past week, Angela Merkel, they had a big vote in Germany, and the party that was against her and against her immigration policies lost. And now it looks like she may be reelected as Chancellor of Germany. Why did that happen? If the election wasn't hacked, which it could easily have been hacked, because Germany is a vassal state of the United States, it signed an unconditional surrender to the United States. We have bases in Germany with military personnel all over the place. And so we need to realize that it's a vassal state of the United States, and the CIA completely controls the media in Germany. And one of the German folks who came out and said that a couple of years ago was immediately fired. And, of course, he was found dead a few weeks ago. I did the story on that. But what's also possible is this. They brought in so many Muslims now into their country, and they're giving them the right to vote almost immediately. They could have simply been outvoted as far as their abilities to control their own government. That's what they're trying to do to us in the United States with the Hispanics, also with the Muslims, and from all of these people from other countries. They're doing everything they can to put us into a feudal state again under the Roman Catholic Church, under Luciferism. Okay, that's how they're going to tie it all together. They're going to do it through Washington. They're going to do it through the Vatican. They're going to do it through the Bank of England, and deeply involved in all of this are the Saudi Arabians and the Mossad. So that's how this thing's tying together. So if you want to look at the facts that I just gave you out and you want to Google it yourself, look it up. It's some crazy stuff. That's the rabbit hole. That's where we're going down. Now they're talking about geoengineering, and they want to blame it all on the reckless behavior of Donald Trump. Nuts. And by the way, we now have self-replicating DNA computers, and they're about to change everything, because remember, the stuff they've been spraying with the smart dust has not been replicating. It can't replicate itself in your body. Once they can start making the smart dust replicate and actually contain RNA, what's going to happen is this stuff's going to be able to take your body over, and very, very quickly. By the way, births in Italy, just to make my point, as far as Italians, hit record lows in 2016. Record lows. The number of babies born in Italy hit a record low in 2016. The population shrank, and the average age crept higher. National Statistics Office, ISTAT, said on Monday of last week, births dropped by an additional 12,000 this past year. The average Italian is now 44 years old, up from 0.2 years from 2015, while some 22.3% of the population is over 65, the highest ratio in the 28-nation European Union. Why? Because they don't want the immigrants in Italy, and they don't give them free stuff, and they're all running into Germany. This is happening in the United States as we speak, and it's happening very, very quickly. Now, I've got a lot of emails, a lot, about people asking me why Alex Jones has issued a giant retraction apology last week on his show. Okay, here's the thing. I don't know Alex Jones personally, so what I'm going to say to you now is speculation. That's all this is. But here's what I think happened. I believe somebody had the talk with Alex. I really do. I believe somebody had the talk, and that's why Alex is basically recanting. But you remember, I've really only talked about Pedogate. I never really talked about Pizzagate. We stayed away from that because I couldn't find enough substantial evidence to try to tie the owner of this pizza parlor together with any of this mess or even Pizzagate. I personally think that was a giant CIA op to basically try to discredit the alternative media, because look what just happened with Alex Jones. Because I really believe that it's not about this pizza place in Washington, D.C. I believe it's about Pedogate in Washington, D.C. and all over the world, because these pedophiles tie themselves together globally in their international control of the countries in which they have become so powerful in. And again, this is a satanic ritual service these guys are doing when they sodomize these little boys and little girls also. It's awful what they do. And it's all about satisfying these demons in this next dimension. Now, do I sound absolutely Looney Tunes? It sounds pretty loony to me, too, to be honest with you. But this is what we're dealing with. We're not dealing with the powers of flesh and blood here. We're dealing with principalities and high places and things that go bump in the night. God talks about this in the Old Testament and in the New Testament, about the interdimensional world that we have around us, how there's thousands of angels if we could just open our eyes and see around us. That's what we need to understand something, guys. I believe in the supernatural. I told you, I lived in a haunted house one time. I saw some crazy stuff. And I tell you what, that only has to happen to you once, and you don't want to live there anymore. You start binding and loosening and casting things out and pleading the blood of Christ and cleaning that place out, which is what we did. But guys, it's weird when you get involved with this stuff and you actually see things that are not supposed to be there. Some weird stuff. So I believe in the supernatural. That's why I won't watch these slasher movies. I won't watch these horrible nightmare movies that people are getting slashed and killed by these demons. I don't watch any of that stuff, because to me, I know this is a world that really exists, and the globalists are trying to desensitize us to this, to make us think that this is all just a joke. This is just fairy tales. Maybe fairy tales, or it's going to be Grimm's fairy tales. I mean, that's some nasty stuff. The other day, one of my German relatives found out that Hunter had been born and sent us an entire book of Grimm's fairy tales. Now, you know what happened to the book. I don't think you ever even saw it. It went right straight to the garbage can outside. Right straight in the round file. It was opened and tossed in the garbage can within moments after it was opened. I said, absolutely not. I don't want this trash in my house. I don't like this stuff. Bunch of sicko weirdo stuff. And it's not going to be in my house. And of course, it was all written in German. So there's no telling what it was even saying. So it all went into the garbage can. Guys, listen to me. Don't dabble in the occult. Don't let your children read Harry Potter. Don't let your children go see Beauty and the Beast, that sicko movie they've just come out with. Don't allow Disney to train your children like they did Miley Cyrus, and like they've trained all these other girls, Britney Spears, and how weirdo and whacked out these girls have become. Don't allow that to happen, guys. Stand firm. Have more babies. If you're eating organic and you're not doing immunizations, have more children. That's really, really important. I'm trying to talk Austin and Atlanta into having 4 or 5. I hope they do. Because, guys, we've got to replenish the United States with white Anglo-Saxon Protestants, with awake people that are Mexicans and Hispanics, and with awake blacks. We have to tell them all to breed, if they're awake, to have more children, to save the United States that we know. Because if we don't, it's going to be taken over by Muslims who like to have 14 wives and 35 children and all the other nonsense they do. And I'm being a little facetious there, but not by too far. They still like to have their harems in the Middle East. So guys, just keep listening. We'll keep telling you guys the truth. So as far as Alex Jones, who knows why he did what he did? But I was never going out on a limb with that whole thing with Pizzagate. What's your next story, Austin? What do you think?
Well, it's interesting. You're talking about the welfare and the illegal immigration, and we see one of the reasons why. Is your headset on?
It is not. I'll put it on right now. Go ahead.
One of the issues that we've seen now is this study actually was back from 2012 data from the Center for Immigration Studies based on the Census Bureau's data. And it's pretty wild here, because it shows that 62% of illegal immigrants are on full welfare. Now, what's wild is this is just what the Census Bureau data collected. A lot of this, in my opinion, was probably down-regulated and wasn't even as accurate as it should have been. 62% is a low number. They said households headed by immigrants illegally in the country have higher use rates than native households overall and for food programs, 57% and 51% higher. there's also children present, and 86% of illegal immigrant households using welfare, and this is the primary way that these households access programs. Of illegal immigrant households with children, 87% access one or more welfare programs, compared to 52% of native households. This report is companion to a recent report published by the Center for Immigration Studies looking at welfare use by all immigrant households. Its analysis shows that legal immigrant households make extensive use of most welfare programs, while illegal immigrant households also primarily benefit from the food programs and Medicare through their U.S.-born children. Now, guys, we have to understand, remove access to these programs for all illegal immigrants, and a lot of these individuals are going to deport themselves. If someone else is going to pay the bill, most people will go all out. If you tell somebody, I'm going to give you free food, free housing, free health care, free dental, free everything, what do you have to lose? You're going to do everything you can to do that. But if you actually have to foot the bill, if you actually have to start paying for everything you're getting, most people tighten their grip on their money real fast. There is no need to offer support to these families whatsoever. They are here illegally. I don't care if they come over here pregnant or not. If they would like to come here legally and try to make their way like the rest of us, they are welcome to come in a controlled manner, but this is completely ridiculous. The same thing we see now, how everybody's eviscerating Trump for wanting to spend money on this wall, yet we spend on average between $120 to $140 billion a year on the welfare programs for illegal immigrants nationwide, yet the wall is going to cost roughly around $20 to $22 billion. Also, too, the same thing nobody wants to talk about. Why don't we bring some of our troops back over from the seas, the Middle East, all these other bases, and bring them over here in the National Guard and the Border Patrol, and start having 25, 30, 45, 50,000 Border Patrol agents keeping the border locked down tight with all the MRAPs that we've acquired from all the military industrial complex spending that we've seen over the last decade. We have plenty of weapons, plenty of ammo, plenty of equipment, plenty of vehicles, plenty of people to handle our border without problem whatsoever. It's that nobody wants to address it. They want to blame it on something else and blame it on a person like Donald Trump, just like I was saying earlier with the weather modification now. They're going to put all the blame on Donald Trump. Now, when stuff comes out and they say, oh, they're spraying barium and aluminum. Guys, listen, Trump allowed this to happen. He's the one who okayed this program. He's allowing it to happen. The same thing they're doing now with the illegal immigration. They want to say, oh, well, Trump wants to spend this money on the wall, and he doesn't want to do this, and he wants to block Muslims from coming in. Guys, there's a reason why a large, large percentage of the United States population doesn't want to have more Muslims in this country. The same thing Dad just said. When they come in, they have dozens of kids, and in small amounts, they're very low key. This isn't your neighborhood Muslim that lives down the street by himself or with his family that you say hi to at Publix when you go shopping. These guys, when they get in groups, they become very, very militant and become bent on increasing Sharia law. Just in Canada now, this was just last Thursday, Canada's parliament passed a motion, 201 to 91, that critics say completely singles out Islam for special protection. The motion was passed along party lines with the Liberals and New Democrats supporting it, while the majority of conservatives opposed it. This is in Canada, guys. Motion 103 urges the federal government, listen to this, to condemn Islamophobia and to develop a whole-of-government approach to reducing or eliminating systematic racism and religious discrimination, including Islamophobia. I quote, and the term Islamophobia is nowhere defined in the entire motion. They passed this bill despite a poll done nationwide showing that 71% of Canadians would not have voted for this measure. While the motion doesn't technically change existing law, it empowers the new committee to study the issues of eliminating Islamophobia, like I just said before. The conservative alternative to this motion that condemns racism and discrimination against Muslims, Jews, Christians, and other religious groups without including the word Islamophobia was defeated by liberals in February, meaning they tried to push a motion just like this, except it protected Jews, Christians, and Muslims. all the same, which, okay, I'm okay with that. Religious protection, got that. Completely shot it down, would not pass it. Brought one in now just on Islam and Islamophobia. Does not bring any other religion up in this bill. Brad Tross said he could not support the motion because it would only serve to strengthen Islamic elements within the Muslim community itself that seek to preserve and promote their own form of hate and intolerance. MO3 is non-inclusive. It singles out just one faith and protects it. I will be voting against it because I believe in freedom of speech. Critics see the motion as the first step in making Canada into an Islamist-favoring nation where Sharia law is given priority over secular state laws, as we see in Germany now, where they're allowing these 20-plus-year-old men to marry these 12-year-old girls, and they say there's nothing wrong with it. This motion, guys, is going to encourage legislation that is going to criminalize speech deemed Islamophobia and lay the groundwork for imposing what is essentially Sharia anti-blasphemy law in all of Canada. If this happens, criticism of Islam would constitute as a speech crime in Canada, and that kind of content-based viewpoint discriminatory censorship is unacceptable as far as my opinion. This is what they're trying to do worldwide. Islam is a satanic religion. I've called it out years ago. I've continued to say it, and I stand by that. I have not backed off on that whatsoever. The entire approach of what it promotes, the violent agenda, and the satanic behavior that it pushes is completely, totally in line with the New World Order globalist agenda. This is why they're pushing it. This is why they want them in here. This is why they're protecting them, and this is why nobody is allowed to talk about it now. As soon as you bring up anything with Islam, you're immediately Islamophobic. This is why I told everybody, if you don't like it, if you agree with my stance, be vocal about it. Stop being so soft that you don't want to bring it up to offend anybody. You're afraid to offend another religion. When we have blatant TV shows, guys, on TV, blaspheming Jesus Christ, sitting there putting on the most perverted words, TV shows that you can imagine, coming out with TV shows named Lucifer, and it's all supposed to be okay. As long as you're making fun of Christians, it's okay. As soon as you say, I don't agree with Islam, you're automatically Islamophobic, and you need to shut up. That's what they're telling everybody. I don't agree with it. It makes me nauseous and disgusted, and I'm not going to sit by and keep allowing this incredibly violent, militant, satanic religion to take foothold in this country and the entire world and not say anything about it, Dad. So I'm apologize for a little bit of the rant there, but I'm really getting sick of being around people and hearing people. As soon as you bring it up, everybody goes, oh, that's Islamophobic. I don't care what you want to call it. It's called truth and fact. If you don't agree with me, don't listen to me. Go somewhere else. But that's exactly what's going on right now. And this agenda has gone out of control, protecting this unbelievably sadistic religion that nobody wants to address anymore, Dad.
Well, I mean, the Shiites and the Sunnis can't even get along. So when you have perfect peace, they're supposed to be with everybody worships Allah. It's supposed to, but they can't even do that in the countries that are 100% Islamic. They have the Shiites killing the Sunnis and vice versa. I mean, this whole thing is nuts. I mean, it's just, I could do more detail on the background of Islam, but I'm not going to do that. But the whole thing about it is, you said something that was so important a moment ago. People that get to attack Jesus Christ. The reason they attack Jesus Christ and the reason they attack Christians, number one, is we allow it to happen. That's number one. We've just sat back and we've turned the other cheek and we haven't defended our own faith and we haven't stood up for what we believe in. I mean, you know, a lot of people, when you start talking about abortion, they won't even stand up as a Christian as far as why they don't believe in abortion or the life, or the, you know, the sacrificing of the life of an unborn, or even partial birth abortion, which is this barbaric thing which they do still. And, you know, maybe not to the point of where they used to do it, but they still do something similar to it. The thing about this is this. If you don't have a relationship with Jesus Christ in your life, if you haven't been filled with the Holy Spirit, and we've talked about this so many times, the frequency, the infilling of God, the Holy Spirit is a frequency of, you know, an interdimensional being, a frequency that comes within you and lines you up with God when you accept Jesus Christ, then you're not going to have the peace that passes all understanding as long as you keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, because you won't know how to do that. So guys, listen to me. If you haven't accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you need to do that. You can pray with me right now. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me. I acknowledge, Lord, that I'm a sinner. I acknowledge, Father, that I've made a lot of mistakes. I also acknowledge that I need you. I want you to know, Lord, that I believe in Jesus Christ, your Son. I believe that he was born here as a man, that he was crucified, buried, and rose again from the dead. And he's my Lord and my Savior, and I accept him as such. And I ask him to come into my heart, and I follow him and I become a follower of Christ. It's in Jesus' name I pray. So if you followed me on that, if you've said it as I said it, or you go back and listen to this recording, that's what you have to do. Because when you do that, because of the blood of Christ, because it has interdimensional power, it continues to cleanse us and restore our DNA power. I've done entire shows on this, on the blood of Jesus. I love that show, by the way. I would love to do that every show. When you do all of this and you tie yourself in to the Holy Spirit, which ties you into God's dimension, you become set apart and you're no longer of this earth. And they no longer have authority over you. Now, they can kill the physical body. They've done that for years. They've done that. They can do that. It doesn't make any difference. Your stint here on this planet's over when you go right straight to heaven. Because here's the thing, guys. If Jesus tarries and he doesn't come for the second coming, we're all going to check out of here anyhow. I mean, I'm 61 years old. I mean, so if we're all going to check out anyhow, you might as well figure out where you're going to go next before you check out. That's how I look at this. And plus, when God gives you part of his omnipotence, omniscience, and omnipresence, when he allows you to be connected with him in covenant through the Holy Spirit, what ends up happening is it puts all these demons under your feet. You have authority over them. And you have the ability to basically do all things through Christ who strengthens you. See, that's what the Word of God teaches that Christianity is. And what we've done is we've basically watered this down, this basic teaching down so much now that we think that means as Christians that we can't vote, we can't stand against tyranny, we can't stand against the Mossad if they're involved in 9/11, or we can't stand against Saudi Arabia if they're involved in 9/11, or we can't stand against the CIA because we need to turn the other cheek. Simply not true. We're to be as vocal as we possibly can, promoting the Lordship of our Lord Jesus Christ, in the power of the cross, in the power of the blood. That's what we're supposed to be doing here on this planet, to get other people to understand who and what we are as Christians. If we can do that, and we all do that together simultaneously, we can stop this ridiculous onslaught that they've besieged us with. But guys, please listen to me for a second. Don't let somebody put down Christianity in front of you. Don't let somebody put down your Lord and Savior in front of you. Don't allow that to happen.
Nope.
Do like Sharon and I do. If we walk into a movie and it gets ranked real fast, we just get up and walk out and get our money back. And we say, we're not going to listen to the filthy Hollywood stuff. And we tell the people at the box office, we're going to get a refund. We don't like this movie. It's nasty. It's awful. We don't be around it. And of course, if we find out before we go to the movie it's like that, we don't even go into it. But sometimes you get kind of hoodwinked into these things. When you watch that one with Mark Wahlberg a few weeks ago about the Boston bombing, I want to see what kind of psychop they were going to do on that. And we walked out literally within the first 3 minutes. It was that bad with the language. So, guys, don't allow yourself to compromise. Don't allow yourself to listen to these sicko, psycho, psychopathic singers who are giving themselves over to Lucifer. Don't do that. And you know who they are. We've mentioned them on the show 1,000 times. So don't do that. I mean, don't listen to the Katy Perrys and the Madonnas and the whack bags, you know, by Billy Cyrus' daughter, Miley Cyrus. Don't listen to those people anymore. These people are messed up in the head, and they've given themselves over to the dark side. Don't be part of that. Awesome. What's your next story, bud?
Yeah, and I want to add on that, too. I'm really glad you brought that up with the movies, because you talk to a lot of people, and because they're in the movies or they already paid for the tickets, they feel like, okay, well, I'm committed to it. I remember a while back ago, now I'm very, very picky about what movies I go to, very picky. I look at reviews. I read about them. I see how they are. I talk to people that have seen them already before I even go to them. But I remember a couple of years ago, Lana and I went to a movie. I don't think we knew much about it. It was just kind of on a whim. And sure enough, like 30 minutes into the movie, I mean, it just got straight gay. I mean, gay. Like really, really overt stuff that was completely unacceptable to me. And quite frankly, if you want to be involved in that type of behavior, it's a free country. I don't want to see it. I don't want to know about it. I'm sure as heck not going to pay to watch it. I remember I got up and I went to the box office. I said, I need a refund on these tickets. He goes, oh, is there an issue? I said, yeah, the whole movie's gay. I said, I want to watch it. I can't sit and watch a gay movie. I didn't pay to watch it. I'm not going to watch this nonsense. I want my money back. And he's like, well, you know, was there something wrong with our service? I said, no, service is great. I said, the movie's gay. I want my money back. And he gave me a hard time about it. And finally, I said, I don't care what you want to do. If you don't give me my money back, I'm going to back charge it right now on my credit card and call them up as soon as I walk out the door, and I won't be coming back to support your movie theater ever again. And so he was like, okay, don't worry about it, whatever. Here's your money back. Gave me a full refund on it, and I was happy, and I left. And of course, I was able to come back to the movie theater again, and we were fine. But the thing about it is, guys, you got to understand, when you go to movies like that and you support it with your money, you're paying your money to go see that movie, your money is directly funding that agenda in that movie, and those directors and those cast members and those actors, everybody in that movie is getting a penny from you or more on the money you spend stand on it. So if you don't agree with it, if you don't like it, if it's not something that's good, and I'm not saying every movie has to be a G-rated, you know, great film that you're going to see, but if it's got unbelievably graphic stuff in it that you really don't agree with and really, really blatant homosexual behavior that you don't want to support, just get your money back and demand they give your money back. They cannot refuse to give you your money back, and if they do, you just back charge it. That's all I do. But anyways, next story. This is pretty wild now. As we have seen, the National Transportation Safety Board has been massively encouraging states over the last couple of years to drop the blood alcohol content levels to 0.05 or even lower. Now, earlier this month, Utah lawmakers passed HB 15, which will make it illegal to have a blood alcohol content of 0.05 or higher. The proposal would mean that a 150-pound man could get a DUI after two beers, and a 120-pound woman could get a DUI after a single drink. Now, the issue I have with this is the NTSB has been lying about drunk driving claims and saying it's a national epidemic. In 2013, Chairman Deborah Hirschman lied, claiming it is still a national epidemic. They said that 0.05 BACs, they went on to say later on that it's a preventative measure. So Representative Gage Forer warned lowering the BAC to 0.05 will affect Americans' personal freedoms and rights. Kelly Miles said Americans shouldn't drink anything and drive. So you have two sides of the story now. Even we've seen the National Traffic Highway Administration has even said drunk driving is on the decline. Now, reason why I brought this up is you guys know I don't usually condone alcohol use. I don't think it's healthy for you. I don't think it's good for body composition. I don't think it's good for organs. It's a neurotoxin. However, what they're trying to do now is reach a point to further feed the prison industrial complex. I don't agree with drunk driving at all. But now you're saying to a point where if you are literally at somebody's house and you have a beer or two and you don't wait at least 2 to 3 hours and you happen to take a breathalyzer, you're going to fail and get a DUI even though you have zero impairment. The first thing I want to say about this is don't blow. Don't take a field sobriety test unless you have your attorney present. You tell your officer that when he pulls you over if something like that happens. Secondly, we have to understand that this is not something that should be passed in any state further. 0.08 is plenty low enough. Having it already at that level, people still drive drunk. It doesn't matter. It's the same thing we've talked about with gun laws. Just because somebody's a convicted felon and they've been arrested and convicted of violent firearm felonies, if they want to go commit another firearm felony, they don't think, oh, it's a felony to own a firearm, so I won't have one in my possession while I go commit another felony. The same thing, if you have an habitual drunk driver, it doesn't matter if you lower it down to .000, they're still going to go drive drunk until they eventually get caught. So I wanted to bring that up to kind of let you guys know how this totalitarian police state is inching further and further, and also, too, in my opinion, how this is slowly trying to push us in to the AI autonomous vehicles to say, well, guys, listen, you could drive around drunk all you want as long as your vehicle's driving. It's okay. They want to slowly push that agenda on us as well. So I kind of wanted to bring that up today, Dad, because it's a very touchy subject, but a lot of people don't even know this is happening now.
Okay, let me – there's all kinds of things to comment on that. Number one, years ago you brought some friends over to the house, and they liked to drink and drive. I chewed them both out. They were basically 21 years old. It was like 10 years ago or 8 years ago. And I chewed into both of them, told them they're both idiots. They don't get doing that. They're going to end up being a DUI. Now, let me explain something to you about DUIs. And you can talk to your attorney about this. I'm not giving any legal advice. You can verify everything I'm telling you with the attorney in your own state. When you get a DUI and they convict you of the DUI, it never comes off your record, ever, period. You always are a DUI, which means your insurance is going to be twice, three times, four times, five times initially what it's going to cost for the average person. If the average person get insurance for $50 a month, you're going to be paying $250, $500 a month, period. That's what's going to happen. That's why a lot of the DUI guys end up getting motorcycles when they are allowed not to have to have full coverage, full insurance in the States, because they basically have this DUI. Now, that's what you don't want to have happen. So number one, don't drink and drive. I'm giving you that advice to start with. Don't do that. Just get a designated driver, hire a taxi, do whatever you need to do. I'll give you an example. I'm coming home in an RV the other day, on Sunday from Atlanta. Traffic's unbelievably bad. Somebody stomps the doggone brakes right in front of me. RV's heavy, so I can't pull it over like the car does. And I had to go into the HOV lane and cross the double white lines, which is a ticket, okay? And if they catch you doing it, and also they'll charge you for not having your Georgia peach pass or whatever. So, but it didn't matter. I went ahead and chose to go into the other lane and cross the double white lines, not to rear end the cars in front of me. I had to make an immediate decision to do that. Now, you say, why are you telling us that? Well, I'm not doing true confession here. I don't care about that. But here's what I'm saying. If you do something and you go out and you drink a couple of beers and all of a sudden they want you to blow, here's what I've learned personally. You check with your own attorney on this. If you don't blow, you don't give them evidence to basically prove that you're intoxicated. They can't produce evidence. They can't convict you in most cases. And what will happen is because you don't blow in your state, this is what happens in the state of Florida, you get what's called an administrative revocation of your driver's license, which means you lose your license for a year. But you never get a DUI. It never goes on your record, ever. Now, if you get an attorney, if you get a DUI, in many cases they can lower it down to reckless driving or something else that won't be a DUI on your record. I had a friend of mine who was in his 60s a couple of years ago. He got busted for a DUI. I chewed him out for that, and he basically I told him what to do. He got the attorney. They got it changed, and so because he blew after I told him not to blow, he blew, and he did it anyhow. And they had enough evidence to put him under the jail for a bit because he was so drunk, which is stupid. You shouldn't be driving like that. And here's the thing. Austin's friends listened to me. I told them what I just told you guys. And about 4 months later, and Austin knows this is true, he'll verify it, one of them calls me back and they say, Dr. Brewer, I want to thank you. And I say, what happened? He goes, you were right, man. I was stupid driving drunk. I got busted. And I did exactly what you said. I didn't blow. They gave me administrative revocation of my license. I'll have it back, in whatever X amount of months. No DUI. Thank you. I cannot believe this happened to me and I was that dumb and didn't listen to you. And I said, well, it's just what happens, guys. You guys are a bunch of kids sometimes. Even at 21, you're not thinking through because you haven't reached the point of concrete rational thought. I didn't hit that until I was about 23, 24 years old. And when I did, it completely changed my life because you start seeing things differently. You start seeing things differently when you start thinking about other people when you're in an automobile like that. I mean, you can't be driving around drunk, guys. That's just stupid. It's not fair. It's not right to put somebody else in jeopardy around you, even your family in your car. I've got another person that I met on a cruise ship a few years ago, and he came out to see us a few years ago, and he had his wife with him, his little boy with him, and this guy was 12 shades to the wind, man. He was drunk as a skunk, and we went over and had lunch, dinner over at Celebration. And I mean, he was slurring his words. And this guy's a State Farm agent up in another state. And finally, after we had dinner, he said, well, what else do you want to do tonight? I said, I'm not going to do anything. I said, we're leaving. He said, well, we've only been with you guys about an hour. I said, that's right, we're going to leave now. And so he calls me back. He goes, dude, are you mad at me? I said, you're drunk, bud. You're an alcoholic. You need to clean it up. You're driving around drunk with your wife. You got your kid in the car. You need to clean this mess up. I said, if you don't want to clean it up, I said, something sooner or later, you're going to get yourself busted with a DUI. You're going to kill your family or kill somebody else. I said, this isn't cool. He goes, well, you could tell I was drinking. I said, dude, you weren't drinking. You were stone cold drunk. And he goes, well, usually I can cover it up better than that. I said, dude, listen to me. We owned a bar when I was a kid. I can spot somebody drinking pretty easy. I said, you gotta stop doing all this. Guys, so I'm telling you this as like you're my friends now. If you're drinking at home, I don't approve of that, but if you want to have an occasional glass of beer or wine, I don't care who, whatever. But I'm talking about drinking and getting drunk. Don't do that. The Bible says don't do that. Now, if you're having an occasional beer or glass of wine, it's not a big deal, but don't be doing it every day. Now, here's when it becomes a big deal. If you've got an alcoholic mother, an alcoholic dad, or an alcoholic sibling, and you decide you want to start drinking on a social basis, on a regular basis, it's a big deal because 10% of the population is genetically predisposed. If they start drinking alcohol on an even semi-regular basis, they become alcoholics. That's 10%. It's like over 30 million people can become alcoholics in the United States. So if you have that in your family, if it's in your DNA, just avoid it. My mom drank too much. I have an alcoholic brother. He drinks. His health is horrible now. And I've just decided that I have no interest in that. I don't want the stuff in my house. I don't want it around my kids. And I stay away from it. So that's my little advice to you. I'm not preaching morality here, because the Bible doesn't say having a glass of beer or wine is a sin. Jesus' first miracle was to turn water into wine. So I'm not going to start all that. But to be very careful, that's why it's on my top 10 foods never to eat. Let's change this topic here, because I'm getting all preachy here. I'm almost out of time anyhow. The Pentagon has, by the way, never been audited. And now we have our total amount of money that's missing from the Pentagon that they can't tell us where it has gone is up to $10 $1 and cover the story tomorrow. It just gets worse and worse. Guys, I want to thank you for putting up with me a couple times last week and listening to the show with me on the cell phone. I just appreciate all the positive feedback I got. I try to do the best I can, even when I'm out of the state or out of the country, to do shows with you guys, with your family. I love you. Thanks for getting your multiple vitamins from us. Thanks for getting your B-complex from us and your all the other things we talk about. Thanks for supporting Health Master, supporting us. Thanks because we're all part of this. You know, you see our grandbaby, Austin's son, on Facebook all the time with Health Masters. We want you guys to know that you're part of our family, and we treat you that way. I love you guys, and I appreciate you. And always remember, Jesus Christ is Lord. God bless you guys. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Austin, go ahead and close.
Absolutely. Well, we appreciate it, guys, and hopefully we had enough good information for the show. We didn't hit a whole lot of health topics today, but we should be able to get on some more of those tomorrow. I got some more stuff that I'm going to be working up for you guys. But also, too, I want to let you know we're running a special promo on the Basic Healthy Lifestyle Kit, the one kit that's probably one of our biggest selling kits because of all what is in it. It's our Norwegian Omega 3, our multiple, our B-complex, our C, and our D3. I haven't even sent an email out on this. We're going to be doing it probably for just a few days, so I wanted to give everybody a heads up before anybody else even heard about it. We're doing a full 15% off the kit, which ends up coming out, I think, to like almost $25 off on our 5-pack kit, which is what it is, the D, the Norwegian Omega 3, the C, the B, and the multiple. So I want you guys to be the first to know that we've dropped that down even further to a 15% promo on the Basic Healthy Lifestyle Kit. And so we got a lot of stuff we keep working on for you guys. We're still doing updates on the website. We're changing stuff more and more. We also did get a small batch of the beet juice powder in. I know you guys love that product, or organic non-GMO beets. We're trying to secure more. That has actually been one of our hardest products to keep in stock because the supply of non-GMO beets is incredibly scarce in this country now because the demand for non-GMO beets is very low in most segments because it's used for sugar beets. So they take it, they get sugar out of it. They could care less if it's GMO or non-GMO. But the GMO, the non-GMO market for beets has gotten very big, yet the supply has gotten smaller, making it very difficult for us to acquire large quantities of it anymore and keep it down at a very cheap price. So I want to give you guys a heads up on that as well. Also, too, if you guys need anything, email us, contact us, healthmasters.com. Also, check out the free weekly newsletter. You can sign up for that. We've sent a lot of promotions and stuff out there. So if you miss the show, a lot of times you can catch it on the email, since most of the time we do the promos and stuff first thing. And also, too, the Doug 10 coupon, which was 10% off the GHI cleanse and the liver support, either one or both. You could do it together. That coupon will be ending tonight, so I wanted to give everybody a heads up on that as well. If you wanted to get either one of those products, tonight's the night to do so. So if you guys need anything, email us, call us, healthmasters.com. You know where to get a hold of us. We appreciate you guys. Thank you for all the support, the emails. Got a ton of emails again this weekend, so I'm still pushing through those. So we appreciate it, guys. Have a blessed night, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.